This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss big changes coming to Georgia Health News and what this means for readers and supporters. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, please share with listeners this big news.
Well, we have been at Georgia Health News rolling along for the last 11 years and built up readership and media partnerships, but there was an opportunity for us to join an even bigger organization recently, Kaiser Health News, and it was really a marriage of two equals. They're much bigger than us, but we have a lot of similarities in how we cover things and what we cover, and they're going to bring a lot of resources to the table. So I think this is a very exciting opportunity for us.
And what can you tell us about Kaiser Health News for folks who aren't familiar with the organization?
They're a nonprofit news service that gets funding from Kaiser Family Foundation. They've been in existence about as long as we have. They're national in scope. They have partnerships with many large media organizations. And they are not associated with Kaiser Permanente, the health plan. But I think that they have grown as well as we have, although on a much bigger basis. And they have a lot of fine reporters covering issues that Georgia Health News readers will also be interested in.
So, how will this partnership help expand health news storytelling in Georgia?
Well, I think that we will expand in terms of resources. And what I'm doing is the interim bureau chief job of the Southern Bureau of Kaiser Health News. So we'll be covering the South really extensively in terms of healthcare issues. And I think really healthcare is such a huge issue, not just in Georgia, but across the South. And I think that we're very much looking forward to additional coverage in our region and in our state.
And so what stories are you excited to do more reporting around now with more support and more resources?
Well, we're going to be looking at a lot of insurance issues and Medicaid issues. We're going to be looking at the social determinants of health. We're going to look at poverty and its effect on healthcare. We're looking at insurance and its effect, having it and not having it. And there are definitely health disparities across our region. We're going to be tackling those. And we're going to get into the state governments and what they're doing, not just to combat COVID, but also to increase access to care in not only rural areas in the South, but also in underserved urban areas as well.
And the reporting at Georgia Health News is critical to the work we do here with the Georgia Health Report. So should listeners expect changes to this show?
Lauren, this has been a great outlet for us, and we'll also be sending our email alerts to readers, and they'll still have access to our social media accounts. So I think this is just a value add, and we've loved doing the program with you and WUGA, and we're going to continue it.
Well, I'm just really excited that we're going to see more healthcare reporting here in Georgia and in the South because, like you said, we do have a lot of important stories to tell. And I'm excited to talk with you about them on the Georgia Health Report.
Thank you, Lauren. And thanks to our listeners who have been tuning in. And we hope to keep providing very valuable information about healthcare in our state.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.